This is JRS News. Coming up, government to increase the budgetary allocation to PATH. Agriculture Minister signs agreement with cane farmers, and government reiterates commitment to gender equality and the empowerment of women. The news in detail after the break.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
Now the news. The government is to increase the budgetary allocation to the Programme of Advancement through Health and Education PATH come April. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the programme will be allocated $5 billion in the upcoming fiscal year, an increase of $900 million from the current allocation. In the meantime, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is commending the Digicel Foundation for complementing the government's social protection efforts. The foundation provides special assistance to PATH beneficiaries through an initiative with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. The initiative benefits over 300 students annually.
My administration continues to make investments in people and social development, even as we pursue our necessary strategy of fiscal prudence and debt management. Yet, as government, we know that we cannot do all that is required by ourselves. We need socially sensitive corporate entities like Digicel to join us in this drive for national development.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was speaking on Wednesday at the launch of the Digicel Foundation's 10th anniversary in Kingston. The Ministry of Agriculture has signed an agreement with the Jamaica Cane Farmers Association and the Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company to authorize the sale of sugar and molasses. The agreement allows farmers trading under the name All Cane and represented by the association to sell sugar and molasses produced from cane, which is delivered to factories on the farmer's behalf.
As we seek to modernize the sector and to increase production and productivity, this represents another necessary step within the regulatory and legal framework.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark speaking at the signing ceremony in Kingston on Wednesday. The contract will also allow for the establishment of a pricing regime. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Fuchs-Abrahams, is reiterating the government's commitment to gender equality and the empowerment of women. Mrs. Fuchs-Abrahams says the government is aiming to assist women to develop and improve their economic status through various policies and international commitments.
This is reflected in international commitments such as the Commonwealth Plan of Action for Gender Equality. We are signatory to treaties such as the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination and policies like Vision 2030 and the National Policy for Gender Equality also highlight Jamaica's commitment to ensuring that gender equality is incorporated in the development process to ensure sustainable development.
Mrs. Fuchs-Abrahams was speaking at the opening ceremony of a gender mainstreaming workshop in Kingston on Wednesday. The workshop was hosted by the Jamaica Red Cross in collaboration with the Canadian and American Red Cross societies. The seminar was held under the theme Mainstreaming Gender in Disaster Risk Reduction, Ensuring Equality, Promoting Sustainable Development. And the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KCAC, will resume its town hall meetings in the corporate area this month. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brownberg, says this is to allow persons to be more informed about the corporation's programs and policies, among other things.
We are committed to doing at least four for the year. And the idea is to move it around Kingston and St. Andrew and get an opportunity to get feedback from the community in which we are doing it in terms of what are their major issues, and also an opportunity to share with them what we have planned to do.
Mayor Brownberg was speaking at the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KCAC, monthly meeting on Tuesday. The town hall meetings, which began in 2012, forms part of efforts to build partnerships between the council and the citizenry. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.